Well, hello. Good evening across America, around the world. It's time for another live edition of Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie. It's a tremendous time to take a look as we enter the new year from the calendar we've manufactured over the years of who you are, maybe, what you're becoming, or what you are or not liking about what you are creating or becoming, or how you feel others are helping you create what you don't want. And a lot of that, as my next guest will speak eloquently to, has to do with some of the utopian ideals we all have had embedded in ourselves along the way by our loving parents, our guiding teachers, our ministers, our Cub Scout masters, our presidents, and our political system, and so much more. Yeah, it's kind of a broad-based subject. Great pleasure to welcome the Positively Incorrect. It's Gary Douglas. Gary, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Had an interesting day. Every day's interesting for me. I'll bet. Beyond the Utopian Ideal is the new book. Gary Douglas is a best-selling author, international speaker, sought-after facilitator, and he's known for his intensity of awareness and his capacity to facilitate people to know what they know, which is a lot more than you think you know. He's the author of the best-selling novel, The Place, co-author of a variety of books, and travels the world, working also with renowned energy transformation virtuoso Dr. Dane Heer, and really created a set of transformational life-changing tools and processes known as Access Consciousness over 20 years ago. And he's worked throughout the world sharing his insight, wisdom, and tools, if you will. He also has 2,000 trained facilitators worldwide. The new book, again, Beyond the Utopian Ideal. Gary, and it's really cool, I didn't know this really, because I'm sitting here in Houston, and you actually are sitting here in Houston. So I love the synchronicity of the universe when it, open to possibility so that we can get together and have some coffee tomorrow. But it's a pleasure to have you here live on the program tonight. What do you mean for our listeners? Let's give them a bit of a context here. Utopian ideal, beyond the utopian ideal.
Well,
what is a utopian ideal?
The one thing I noticed about, you know, people would say, well, if I had the ideal scene, it would be this, this, and this. And I go, but if you can't have that, what do you got? And what it always boiled down to is what they got by having or not having the utopian ideal was a greater way to judge. And for me, my personal point of view is when you judge, you destroy, you don't create. And we have this weird point of view that we can create more. You know, it's like I watch people who, you know, well, my ideal weight would be X, Y, or Z. Why would that be an ideal weight? Well, because that's the standard, or that's the way it's supposed to be, or that's the none of which are actually anything but judging. And every one of those people that I've known who had the ideal weight, the ideal body, the ideal situation, never had what they considered ideal. I said, so what would it be like if you actually just enjoyed your body so much that you had no judgment of it at all? And they go, that's not possible. I said, why not? Because without judgment, no one would create anything. And I go, say what? I don't believe that. Because I know we've all had the experience of, you know, you get started on a project or something, and you work from 8 in the morning, and it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the evening, and you go, oh, my God, I haven't even eaten. Because you're so enthusiastic about the creation you're doing that you actually don't even consider eating as a necessity. And the reality of what can be created becomes greater as a result of it. So from my perspective and from what I've noticed about people is every time they go into judgment, they go into limitation. And it's like, what if you had an unlimited world and a possible world instead of a limited world? What could get created there?
And oh, by the way, dear listeners, if you have a question or comment for Gary Douglas, I'd love to hear from you. You know I always do. The call-in line is always the same, 347-308-8478 for connecting with Gary Douglas here on Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie. Great to have you here. And Gary, that's one of the slices you've shared there on weight. Now, weight's something that's very proactive in a lot of people's minds and all that, but your work goes so much deeper. You talk about the ideal construct, the ideal construct of communism, the ideal construct of capitalism, the ideal construct of the Republican Democratic Party, or, hey, Catholicism, or many other things. All the
any
institutional
religion. Any religion. You know, it's basically a construct. this is the way it's supposed to be. Not, there's no question in it. And until we get to the point where we can live from question, we can't actually create the possibilities that are available to us. We function from a utopian ideal. We have to function from the the judgment that this is what makes it good and real, instead of the question which you really should live by, which is, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And if so, how do I change it? Those four questions can create more in your life than anything you've ever done.